Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin the sixth week of the legislative session, the legislature is hitting its stride. Bills are coming out of drafting and being introduced, hearings are taking place, and many bills have already been transmitted from their house of origin to the other house. Last week, we testified on 7 bills. This week so far, we have 3, and they're all scheduled for Wednesday. The first is a bill that we've been working on for nearly 12 years. It's House Bill 279, better known as the Tax Credit Scholarship Bill. This bill allows individuals and corporations to donate up to $200,000 to a scholarship granting organization, then write off 100% of the donation as a tax credit. This bill was first introduced in 2009, finally passed in 2015, and was the subject of the U.S. Supreme Court case in Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue. That case overturned religiously discriminatory language in 38 state constitutions and cleared the way for House Bill 279 to be reintroduced this session. The purpose of the bill is simple. In Montana, roughly 1,500 students drop out of school every year for a variety of reasons. These scholarships would allow a student in danger of dropping out to go out into the marketplace of options and find their perfect educational fit. It works in other states, and it'll work here too. The next two bills deal with religious liberty. Senate Bill 172 is the Religion is Essential Act. It amends the Montana Code to say it's necessary in the midst of a disaster such as a pandemic for the state to ensure the continuity of religious services as essential services to the welfare of the people of the state. Last spring, our phones rang off the hook with churches asking for clarification on the governor's pandemic orders. Pastors and church boards wanted to do the right thing, but couldn't figure out why grocery stores, hardware stores, and liquor stores were all deemed essential and allowed to remain open, but churches were told to close. Senate Bill 172 does not give churches special standing, but says they cannot be singled out and treated differently. If liquor stores are allowed to remain open, then churches are too. Section 2 of the bill says churches and other religious organizations may not have limitations imposed on them that are not applicable to all businesses deemed essential. Seems logical. Too bad we were forced to put it in writing. The final bill is Senate Bill 162, a bill to exempt religious organizations from certain campaign finance laws. This bill has passed before and been vetoed by Democrat governors. It grew out of the 2005 Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church case. In 2004, the church showed a simulcast during the effort to pass CI 96, the amendment to the Montana Constitution to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. The state stepped in and fined the church for not declaring itself to be a political committee. The case was finally decided by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the church won. Montana had to pay substantial legal fees to the church, but has never changed the law. Senate Bill 162 will once again allow churches to speak freely on matters of importance to believers. As you can see, Wednesday will be a busy day, and we'll be there every step of the way to keep you up to date and informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.